Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Matthew 4:18-23. Matthew chapter 4 verse 18 to 23. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. My theme for reflection is a call that changes everything. A call that changes everything. Have you ever been in the middle of a task, perhaps scrolling through your phone or fixing a meal, when someone calls your name with urgency? For a moment, you are caught off guard. You pause, unsure whether to keep going or respond immediately. That split second of decision captures a universal truth. Some calls demand a response that alters everything. In Matthew 4:18-22, we find two sets of brothers, Peter and Andrew, James and John, fishing by the Sea of Galilee, deeply engaged in their daily grind. Fishing wasn't just their occupation, it was their livelihood, tied to Rome's imperial economy. The nets they cast into the sea symbolized stability, income, and identity. But Jesus walks into their ordinary and calls them to something extraordinary. "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Remarkably, they drop everything, nets, boots, and all, and follow him. This moment is far more profound than it seems. These fishermen weren't just leaving their jobs, they were stepping away from the familiar into a world of uncertainty. Why such an immediate response? It wasn't because they were reckless or impulsive. It was because of who called them. Jesus, the light that shines in the darkness, carried the authority of God's kingdom, a kingdom that offered a different kind of rule, one of healing, liberation, and justice. But giving up their old ways and even old routines to follow Jesus was not easy. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die." This call was an invitation to die to their old ways and live for something far greater than themselves. Imagine a farmer who sees his land devastated by drought. He spends his days trying to salvage what little he can, resigned to the reality that this is all life will ever be. Then one day a stranger arrives and says, "Come with me, I have fertile land, flowing water and abundance waiting for you." It would take immense trust to leave the dry land behind, but wouldn't it also spark hope? The call of Jesus is like that. It interrupts the ordinary and offers the extraordinary. Today, we might not be mending nets by the sea, but we are often entangled in other nets, routines, ambitions, or even fears that define us. The call to follow Jesus disrupts all of that. It challenges us to rethink where we place our trust and how we define success. Following Jesus doesn't mean abandoning work or family, but reorienting every aspect of our lives toward his purposes. It is a call to love, serve, and reflect God's light in a world overshadowed by systems of injustice, greed, and suffering. However, following Jesus also involves risk. Some modern movements claim that faith guarantees comfort, wealth, or freedom from adversity. Yet the call of discipleship is not about escaping trouble, but about finding strength in Christ to face it. Jesus didn't promise his disciples an easy life. He promised them a meaningful one. They left their nets not to gain material riches, but to participate in God's mission of healing and hope, a mission that would ultimately cost them everything. So how do we respond when Jesus calls us? My dear friends, do we hesitate clinging to our nets, or do we follow, trusting that he knows where he is leading us? The urgency of the disciples' response invites us to examine our own willingness to step out in faith. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what nets in your life might Jesus be calling you to leave behind so that you can follow him more fully? Number two, how does the call to follow Jesus challenge the way you think about success and purpose in your daily life? Lord Jesus, thank you for calling us to follow you, and thank you for another new day. Forgive us for the times we hesitate or cling to the familiar, too afraid to step into the unknown. Grant us the courage to leave behind anything that hinders us from fully embracing your mission. May we trust in your plans, knowing they are far greater than our own. Help us to be faithful disciples who reflect your light in a world that desperately needs it. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.